But it really started to develop and strengthen actually when I started teaching yoga. Bodhi Vajra came to some of my very first yoga classes, and I remember him saying to me that he was a bit surprised by my teaching. He thought of me as quite a dynamic, energetic, extroverted Canadian quite a bit of energy, directed energy, which sometimes we refer to as like Vajra-like energy, very directed, very straightforward. But he said that actually he found my yoga teaching more Padma-like. Padma means lotus. It has that connotation of unfurling or opening rather than going directly for something or being able to choose the timing or how you want it to look. You don't really get that same sort of agency with Padma energy, with lotus energy. I really love that metaphor that you can't force a flower to open. You can't prize the petals open. You have to allow it to open in its own time. To hear that my teaching came across in a way that was inviting people, allowing people to unfold in their own time, I really responded to that. And I also felt a real longing for that because I didn't necessarily straightforwardly associate myself as that type of person. I maybe like the idea that I can be more direct, confident, clear. I want that, I'm going to get it. But that kind of strong energy can tip for me into a bit of a forcefulness or a pushiness. So moving more towards this idea of allowing things to unfurl, to open, was very appealing to me. After Bodhi Vajra said that, I started to notice Amitabha a bit more, notice this, any Padma references, any lotus references. And when I went on my first solitary retreat, so I went away to a small cabin in the Bai Retreat Center and stayed on my own for a week. And I brought this picture with me and I had it on the shrine. And I just kept wanting to go back and look at it. I wanted to sit in front of the shrine and gaze at Amitabha.